This is Monumental. I'm Rachel Hsu. Today's episode is The Low Line. In Chelsea, there's a train track that starts by the Whitney and crawls its way up to 34th Street. It was built to replace the street-level track on 10th Avenue. Though men on horseback rode ahead of the grade-level train there, enough people were killed that it earned the name Death Avenue. An elevated track built in 1934, the High Line, was the solution. 46 years later, it saw its last train, and then was left to await demolition. For years, it was just obsolete infrastructure, reclaimed by weeds and wildflowers. Today, it's an urban park, a deliberate blend of nature and industry. The train tracks have been recycled into a walkable path, with art installations, vendors, and public amenities along the way. One group has been working for a decade to bring the High Line to an abandoned underground station in the Lower East Side. Their proposed site is the former Williamsburg Bridge trolley terminal, just beneath Delancey Street. The 60,000 square foot park, just over an acre, was built in 1908 and used until 1948. For the past six decades, it's been as abandoned as the High Line once was. But without access to the sun, wildlife, or a natural ecosystem, it hasn't been reclaimed. The cobblestones, vaulted ceilings, and gritty railroad tracks are urban remnants waiting in the dark. Architects Dan Barish and James Ramsey have proposed a solution. They work in the Lower East Side, and bemoaning its lack of green space, and knowing of the abandoned station, an idea began to take shape. Like the High Line, but underground. As Ramsey devised of a sensors, mirrors, and tubes system to bring natural light underground, the Low Line was born. Or conceived of, at least. The project has seen its fair share of hurdles on its way to realization. Remodeling the space and introducing the requisite infrastructure to bring sunlight underground is estimated to cost about $55 million. Barish and Ramsey, along with their team, have spent the past 9 years meeting with the community board, elected officials, foundations, parks advocates, and potential donors. One of the most helpful donor groups, it seems, is the general public. In a fit of Kickstarter urbanism, 3,300 backers pledged $155,186 to the development of a low-line lab, a case study of the expensive solar technology that might bring a long-abandoned station back to life. It was vital to prove the Low Line's feasibility and public popularity to the MTA before funding and approval could be granted. The lab opened in fall of 2015 at 140 Essex Street. It was a bite-sized gallery of flora, from ferns to pineapples. Polycarbonate plumbing tubes sailed overhead, looking like cylinders of fluorescent light. Concentrated sunbeams, through those tubes, were cast over the greenery. But most of this light plumbing was obscured by an adjustable aluminum canopy that allowed light to be redistributed and aimed as necessary. The single animal resident of the Low Line Lab was a tree frog. Dan Barish explained the frog likely lived on one of the plants before it was transplanted into the lab. The photos of the Low Line Lab look like fanciful renderings, lush green plants enveloped in a healthy sunlit glow, community members doing yoga, teenaged interns doing research. After the lab closed, the city gave the architects a provisional green light. But, of course, its approval doesn't mean it can spring into existence. For the project to move forward, the Low Line has to raise $10 million in funds over the course of this year, hold 5 to 10 public design meetings, and submit its proposals to the city for approval. New York One reports that what its creators call the first underground park in the world might not technically be a city park. It would be operated more like a cultural institution, with guards and stricter programming. This architectural scheme to resurrect a long-dead space falls in line with many of the more idealistic goals of architecture. The Low Line site reads, "This hidden historic site is located in one of the least green areas of New York City, presenting a unique opportunity to reclaim unused space for public good." And yet, less than 5 blocks away from the proposed location of the Low Line is the Sarah D. Roosevelt Park. 7.85 acres of gardens, basketball courts, playgrounds, and chairs and tables for the community. On the south end of the park near Chinatown, people are always playing checkers. It's not a particularly crowded park, but it's a favorite of senior citizens, immigrants, and parents. So it's troubling that Barish and Ramsey would completely neglect a park so nearby, with a senior center that could use more funding, an ice rink that needs maintenance, and community gardens that could afford to flourish. They see a plot next to 7.85 acres of green space. They call the Lower East Side one of the least green areas of New York City. They raise $155,000 to open a lab, to maybe open a park in a 1-acre abandoned subway station. Their mission statement is to encourage public programming in the Lower East Side. They chose to do so by building something new. Monumental is produced by me, Rachel Hsu. Music is from Poddington Bear and the Free Music Archive. See you next time.